young people, you can be dismissed. Go to your class. If you have a Bible, Isaiah 66. Isaiah 66. And 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Isaiah 66. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It's a blessing to open the Word of God. It's just so practical, so helpful. It's always spot on. And God gives us something every time we do it, whether it's in a church service or in our own devotional, or whether it's just a memorized verse that comes back to our mind. I want to speak this morning on a mother's love, and when we talk about that, we talk about God's love. And there's an association between God's love and a mother's love, or a father's love, or a brother's love, because God is love. The true meaning of love is God. And we'll read one verse in Isaiah chapter 66. Look with me at verse 13. This is what the Bible says: "As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem." That's God's message to us. As a mother comforts its child, God comforts us. Then 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And we'll start in verse 3. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." As a mother comforts his children, God comforts his children. That's a blessing to know. There's a great association, but let's ask for God's help now. Father, bless your word. Thank you for the truth that sets us free and that stirs us to love you back. And I pray, God, that you'd minister to each one here today, and may you bless us. In Jesus' name, amen. Sometimes we talk about an old-fashioned mother. Amen. And what do we mean by an old-fashioned mother? Some people say today, the older crowd just isn't with it. Well, that might be a good thing. Amen? And there are some old-fashioned principles found in the Word of God that are the same all throughout the generations. Comfort, love, morality, all of those things. They're such a blessing. But an old-fashioned mother, we can remember those things. We can remember those days. Remember the old TV shows? And Leave It to Beaver and Father Knows Best. Of course, we'll use that line in a couple weeks. Amen. Father Knows Best. But you have those old programs, and you see that's going on. You see that old-fashioned respect, etc., etc. Sometimes in the newer programs, that is out the window. At the wedding yesterday, the minister said something about that. He said, marriage isn't what it used to be. And there ought to be a dedication there, amen? And so we'll see some things about an old-fashioned mother. She's not out of touch. Actually, she's in touch. And there's nothing like a mother's love. My mom went home to be with the Lord a number of years ago. She was 51 years old. And I loved my mother. And one day I will see her again, and many of you maybe have the same testimony. When we say Happy Mother's Day, sometimes that's difficult for some people to have a happy Mother's Day. Sometimes there are wayward children. Sometimes their mother wasn't what they needed to be in the home. And so when you talk about that, it really creates sometimes some heartache. But we want to look at some things today, even though sometimes it's a difficult day. And that is true in the Scriptures. There was a woman, 2 Chronicles 22:3. There was a man by the name of Ahaziah. He was a ruler. And it says, he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. Now that's a strange thing, but it's true. It's true in our society. It's always been that way. But it proves a mother has such a tremendous power and opportunity to influence her children. And here she influenced her child to do wickedly. Obviously, that's not a godly mother. That would be an ungodly mother. You have Psalm 27:10. The Bible says, When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And so in spite of bad relationships in home, there's always God, and he says, I will comfort you, as a mother would have comforted you. And so he's our father, amen. He's like our mother. He sticketh closer than a brother. And all of these principles in the Word of God attach us to God through that love and through that care. Isaiah 49, verse 15, can a woman forget her sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. But God says in the rest of the verse, yet will not I forget thee. So an earthly parent can forget, a mother can forget, but God says, I won't. So when your father and mother forsake you, the Lord will take you up. That's a good thing. I'm not going to spend much more time on that, but just to show you that God can meet the need. Amen? The emotional need, the spiritual need. A godly mother is compassionate, comforting, and a counselor to do good. A godly mother wouldn't want her children to do the wrong thing, to do something evil. Proverbs chapter 31, this is speaking of the great mother in Proverbs 31. She's such a blessing. Verse 26, she openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. So we add kindness to the qualities of this mother. We have Proverbs 1:8, forsake not the law of thy mother. Ephesians 6:2, honor thy father and thy mother. It's the first commandment with promise. This is instruction to the children. Why? Because this woman has wisdom. She's kind. She's godly. She wants the best for her children. So God says, children, you listen to that. You follow that. Because that's how God impresses and reaches children. Amen? Children are real gullible and real formative. You can form them. It's like planting a little tree, and if it starts to grow crooked, you know, that's the time to straighten it up. Amen? And so you put a little rope on it, and you pull it back, and it grows straight. But if you let that tree grow so many years like that, you ain't bringing it back. It's just hard. But God says, I will help you. I will bless you. So I've given you a mother and a father. So we think about those things. Proverbs 31, this mother, it says in verse 28, her children arise up and call her blessed. I was talking to somebody before the service, whoever it was, but there are no perfect mothers. There are no perfect children. There's only one perfect pastor in the whole world. Amen. Nobody's perfect, right? Nobody's perfect. And by that statement, I just proved I wasn't perfect. But her children rise up and call her blessed. Why would they call her blessed? She's prone to error. She's prone to mistakes. She doesn't always do the right thing. But her children rise up and call her blessed. I think it has to do with her love and her kindness and her mercy and her desire for her children to do right. Not a perfect mother. In Titus chapter 2, there's instruction to the older women. And we have no older women in our church. But this is probably something you've read about. But this is instruction to older women. It says that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. That's what older women are supposed to do with the younger women. Amen? That's what great-grandma does to the great-grandkids, or grandma does to the grandkids, or, you know how that works. But it's the older women. They've been through something. They know something about raising children. They know something about a relationship with Almighty God. And so they bring that into perspective to try and help those children. So now you add the crowning jewel. You've got wisdom, you've got kindness, you've got all of those things, and now you add love. Because love makes the world go around. And so God does that. God puts that there. There's a lot of stories in the Bible about how love was manifested in the lives of children through the mother. Hagar's love for her child, Genesis 21. I'm just going to read some of these to you. All of these are a sermon that you can look up and read about. The mother of Moses in Exodus 2. The mother of Samuel in 1 Samuel 2. Remember, she said, for this child I prayed, Rizpah's love for her son, 2 Samuel 21, the mother of Solomon's time, 1 Kings 3. It was easy to spot the real mother. That's my baby. No, it's my baby. No, it's my baby. No, it's my baby. Solomon says, bring me a sword. We'll cut them in half, and then you can each have half. And the real mother said, okay, let her have it, right? The real mother is easy to spot. And I could say the real mother's love is easy to spot. You have the Shunammite woman, 2 Kings 4, the Canaanitish mother, Matthew 15, the mother of Jesus, John chapter 19, and on and on and on. They're great stories of love, of sacrifice. And those women were worthy of honor for what they did for their children. Some mothers are the only influence in the home for godliness. Sometimes they are married to an unbeliever, and they become Christians, or they are Christians before the marriage. And here's the children, and the children aren't getting any spiritual instruction from the father. There was a show on TV, oh, what was it? And the woman would always pack the kids up and go to church, and the guy would never go to church. The Waltons? Is that what it was? Yeah, and he'd never go to church. Maybe he had good principles, but that woman, that godly mother in the home. Somebody said a woman in the home, a godly mother, is like the Holy Spirit in the home. And so I think that's important to see. But she's worthy of honor. But sometimes she's the only godly influence in the home. I just want to read some verses in 1 Peter 3. And this speaks to the wives and their husbands. But I just want to show you the spiritual application here and the power of a godly woman. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, the husband obeys not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. It says, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, while they look at you, while they hear you, speak to you, observe you, they can be won by your way of life, by your manner of living. That's pretty powerful influence. Amen? That's not manipulating something or demanding something. That is just a life that is changing somebody else's life. So there is power in that godly mother. I wrote some quotes down, and there's so many, and they're all good, and you can look at these quotes later. But Andy Stanley wrote, your greatest contribution, speaking to mothers, to the kingdom of God might not be something you do, but someone you raise. Think of that. Think of the Apostle Paul, that one person that Stephen influenced by his spirit when he died. That stuck with the Apostle Paul. And he became a Christian and reached all those people. C.S. Lewis wrote, children are not a distraction from more important work. They are the most important work. Billy Graham wrote, only God himself fully appreciates the influence of a Christian mother in molding character in her children. She does. Abraham Lincoln, I remember my mother's prayers, and they have followed me. They have clung to me my entire life. Just that testimony, just that spirit, how that affects those children. Proverbs 14:1, every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. So you see the contrast. The wise woman builds, the foolish tears it down. And so God gives that spirit to that godly mother, and she's interested in building that home. Proverbs 24:3, through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So not talking about financial, talking about spiritual. So there's peace in that home. Amen? You go in that home and there's peace and there's kindness and there's love. That's a blessing. That is a blessing because that's the Spirit of God at work. Psalm 127:1, accept the Lord, and it's the language again, accept the Lord, build the house, they labor in vain that build it. In my marriage counseling, whenever I'm counseling somebody to be married, I take the opportunity before they are married, and I show them an illustration. It's here's the husband, here's the wife, and here's God. And the closer the husband and wife get to God, the closer they get to each other. If one's there, sometimes it can be something that separates. But the closer we get to God, same in a church, amen, same among friends. The Spirit of God draws us to himself and to others in love. Matthew 7, the wise man, just like the wise woman, the wise man builds his house upon the rock. That rock is Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:11, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. And so we build on that foundation. The wise woman builds her house. Isaiah 1:2. Well, let me go back to Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child. Give me time to explain this before you jump to conclusions. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. From what? The training. Okay. I've trained my child, and he's not following that training. But he can't get it out of here. Amen? I mean, if the promise in the Bible is train up a child in the way he's old, in the way he should go, when he's old, he'll not depart from it, that means everything you've trained him will be evident in his life. That's just simply not true. Amen? I mean, there's a lot of parents that trained their children. Well, it says when he is old. Okay, how old? How old is old? Well, when he's 30, he'll get it. Well, when he's 40, he'll get it. You may not ever see him getting it, you know? It's what God put in his heart through that mother. And that is what gives him opportunity to find God. Amen? Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. There are no perfect children. You might have done everything that you possibly could to teach that child, and that child has said no to God, not just no to you. That's a tragic thing. I didn't have a godly mother or father, but my mother and father got saved because I got saved before I led them to the Lord. And so godly children can reach their parents. Amen? So God can do all of that. Now here's the message. We are taught of God to love one another. Wives, love your husbands, love your children. We're all taught, love your neighbors. Husbands are taught to love their wives as Christ loved the church. I mean, there's verse after verse. Love one another with a pure heart, fervently, right? Love your enemies. That's a good one. Amen. We all do that, don't we? We love our enemies. Love one another. God is love. All of these verses. And then God says, I'm going to be like a mother. When your mother forsakes you, I'll come in and take you up. I'll be there. As a mother would comfort you, I will comfort you. But you have to know God for that to take place. You have to experience that from Almighty God because it's a spiritual need that he meets. And your father's the same thing. And he says, I'll be a father unto them. I'll be a brother unto them. I will be a friend unto them. Today we have gifts for our mothers. We do. We have a box of candy for all the moms. If there are more boxes of candy left, please leave them here. Amen. Well, I know a mother somewhere that could use a box of candy. So we'll try and get some to the people that weren't here. Anyway, candy, flowers, amen. Maybe you're going out to eat today. Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. I don't want to cause any problems here. I've just got a list of stuff I'm reading. Flowers, amen. Breakfast in bed. I don't know how that worked out today. Okay, maybe we ought to just take the message and turn it to forgiveness, amen. And so we'll go in that direction. But they're tokens. What are they tokens of? Our appreciation. The kids, oh, mom, but they don't understand. Children, especially young children, don't understand all that a mother does for them. Amen? They just don't get it. I don't think they get it till they're 29 or 30 or till they start having kids, right? But they just miss it. But they're tokens. And they're tokens of respect and love, and that's a blessing. Back to our godly mother in Proverbs 31, verse 25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. That is a blessing. She shall rejoice in time to come. It's a future thing, just like the Lord, for the joy that was set before him. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen? He knew what was coming, and that's with a godly mother. Matthew 6:6, thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. He will reward you. Matthew 5:12, great is your reward in heaven. This is for a mother. 2 Timothy 4:8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but on all them also that love his appearing. There's love there again, but it's about something future. We have Matthew 25:21. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Hebrews 12:2. Again, let me apply this. I'm sorry. Yeah, for the joy that was set before him, he knew, Jesus knew, that it was a great day coming and that all the sacrifice would be worth it. She shall rejoice in time to come. We thank you. I thank you for being in this church and being a godly mother. I thank the older ladies, too, because they've been down a road. Amen. They've not only seen things with their own children, but in other children. They've seen society change. They've seen all kinds of things change. And yet they're still faithful, just old-fashioned godly mothers. And so we thank you for being a godly mother, and your love will be rewarded. Your love for children doesn't change every child. Your love for a neighbor doesn't change all your neighbors, but it pleases the Lord, and he will reward you for that. There's a great, great power in love. It says many waters cannot quench it. In Matthew 23, Jesus is weeping. He's giving his life for the sins of the world, but he's preached a message in particular to the religious people in Jerusalem. And they have rejected him, they have despised him, and they're going to put him on a cross. And in verse 37, he says, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often I would have gathered you, thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. I would, ye would not. This is Almighty God saying, I would, ye would not. Let me just digress a little bit. Here's the Lord in Isaiah chapter 1. God, the Lord, hath nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against him. The greatest father that's ever been is God. Amen. And he brought up children and they rebelled against him. You find that in life. You find that all through the scriptures. But the godly mother has an effect. She has an effect. And here's Jesus and he says, I would have gathered you as a hen gathereth her chickens. There's a story told of the old farmer. And there was a prairie fire and the fire just swept through and it killed a lot of his livestock. And he saw an old chicken just laying all scorched and burnt. And he went over and it was dead. He just kicked it. He was so depressed. And underneath that chicken came out all these little chicks. The mother chicken had given its life for those little chicks. And that's the illustration. That's what he's saying. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Because if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Amen? And we think about that love and what it accomplished. We love him because he first loved us. I want to read this story to you. It's brief. But one preacher tells this story. On a cold Christmas Eve in 1952, when Korea was in the throes of civil war, one young woman struggled along a village street, obviously soon to deliver a child. She pleaded with passersby, help me, please, please help me. I'm about to have a baby, please help me and my baby. No one paid any attention to her. A middle-aged couple walked by, the wife pushed away the young mother and sneered, where's the father, where's your American now? The couple laughed and went on their way. The young woman almost doubled up from a contraction as she watched them go by. "Please," she begged. She had heard of a missionary living nearby who might help her, and so hurriedly she began to walk to that village. If only he would help her baby. Shivering and in pain, she struggled over the frozen countryside. But the night was so cold. Snow began to fall. Realizing that the time was near to deliver her baby, she took shelter under a bridge, and there, alone, her baby was born on Christmas Eve. The next day, the missionary braved the new snow to deliver Christmas packages. As he walked along, he heard the cry of a baby. He followed the sound to a bridge. Under it, he found a young mother frozen to death, still clutching her crying newborn son. The missionary tenderly lifted the baby out of her arms. When that baby was 10 years old, his now adoptive father told him the story of his mother's death on Christmas Eve. The young boy cried, realizing the sacrifice his mother had made for him. She had taken her clothes and she had wrapped them around the baby just to keep him warm so that he would live. The next morning, the missionary rose early to find the boy's bed empty. Seeing a fresh set of small footprints in the snow outside, he bundled up warmly in a winter coat and followed the trail. It led back to the bridge where the young mother had died. As the missionary approached the bridge, he stopped, stunned. Kneeling in the snow was his son, naked and shivering uncontrollably. His clothes lay beside him in a small pile. Moving closer, he heard the boy say through chattering teeth, "Mother, were you this cold for me?" That's what he wanted to know. Were you this cold for me when you gave your life for me? He never forgot that act of love. And we come to Mother's Day, and sometimes it's just a day on the calendar, and we don't remember all that our mothers have done for us. But if we could only comprehend that, and if we can't comprehend what our mother has done for us, we can go back a little further, can't we? And we can remember what God has done for us, what Christ has done for us, because he went to a cross. He left heaven. He died on that rugged cross for our sins. He paid sin's debt that we might be free. We love him because he first loved us. But it is Mother's Day, and so I want to end with this. This is, it's a prayer, it's a song, it's a poem, but it has great meaning. It's about somebody giving praise to their mother. "Never a sigh for the cares that she bore for me. Never a thought of the joys that flew by. Her one regret that she couldn't do more for me, thoughtless and selfless. Her master was I. Oh, the long nights that she came at my call to me. Oh, the soft touch of her hands on my brow. Oh, the long years that she gave up her all to me. Oh, how I yearn for her gentleness now." And a lot of that we don't remember. You were a baby crying. Babies cry for food. They cry to be changed. They cry because they're tired. They cry just to cry, you know. They're crying all the time. And mom goes running in and dad says, "You go," right? Okay, don't mean to start any trouble. Let me get back to this. "Slave to her baby, yes, that was the way of her. Counting her greatest of services small. Words cannot tell what this old heart would say of her. Mother, the sweetest and fairest of all." It's Mother's Day. Amen? It's Mother's Day. If your mother's still alive, give her a call. Tell her you love her. Buy her dinner. You know, whatever you can do. And then if that's not possible, transfer that gratitude and that love to Almighty God, because he's been a mother for us. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for Christian mothers. Thank you for godly mothers. Thank you for mothers who love their children, who have wisdom and kindness, purity of heart. God bless them today. And may they be assured that they will be praised in days to come, and they will rejoice in days to come, because you remember what they've done. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all